President Biden just proposed a brand new $10,000 tax credit for current homeowners and future homeowners. So essentially almost everyone can benefit from this new $10,000 tax credit, but there are some very important requirements that you need to know about so that you can qualify for this new tax credit. And I'm going to be going over all that plus more in today's episode of Tax Free Living. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Tax Free Living, where I teach entrepreneurs, business owners, investors, common folk just like you how to live tax free. And today, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a new proposed tax law that President Biden just announced in the State of the Union. It was said to be one of the biggest State of the Union addresses in the past decade. So what is the problem that he's trying to solve with this new tax law? Home prices have surged about 28%. Simultaneously, interest rates for mortgages have increased by over 200% since the pandemic. So what does that mean? That means it is nearly impossible in today's climate for middle-income, low-income earners to afford a home. And President Biden knows this, the Democratic Party knows this, and that's why they're proposing this new tax law. Because currently, Americans have to make a six-figure salary minimum to qualify for a typical home in 2024. And that's not okay. Like that's not okay. It's the first time in American history where you have to be making six figures to purchase a home. Biden's proposed tax credit is actually going to be two tax credits, okay? So there's going to be a $10,000 tax credit for home buyers, which will be split over 2 years, right? So it'll be $5,000 credit in year one and a $5,000 credit in year two. And then there's going to be another tax credit for home sellers. The home seller tax credit is also going to be $10,000. But this is going to be a 1 year credit. So you don't have to split it over 2 years. You get the whole $10,000 tax credit in the year in which you sell the home. So we have $20,000 in proposed new tax credits if this law was to get passed. Okay. Let's talk about the difference between tax deductions and tax credits, because I don't think that most people understand it. Okay, so tax credits are so much better than tax deductions. So here's why. So if you get a $100 tax deduction, you don't actually save $100 in taxes. You have to take that $100 tax deduction and multiply it by your tax rate. So if your tax rate is 30%, take the tax deduction, multiply it by your tax rate, and that gives you the tax deduction. So if you had a $100 tax deduction, 30% tax rate, that means that your actual tax savings is going to be $30. Now, tax credits work differently. If you get a $100 tax credit, that means that you're going to save $100 in taxes, right? A tax credit is what we call a dollar for dollar reduction in your tax bill. So a $10,000 tax credit could decrease your tax bill by $10,000, aka saving you $10,000. With that being said, let's talk about who qualifies for these tax credits. Okay, so both tax credits are geared towards helping middle class families. And with that being said, the Biden administration has come out and said, so this tax credit will be limited to households earning less than $200,000. So what that means, in my opinion, is that if you're single and you earn less than $200,000, you're good. If you're married and you and your wife together earns less than $200,000, you're good. So that is who qualifies. That is the base qualification for the tax credit. Now, let's talk about the home buyer tax credit, right? This $10,000 tax credit that will be spread over 2 years. This home buyer tax credit will only be for those first-time home buyers. What's up, family? I know you're watching an amazing episode, but I want to help you save over $50,000 in taxes. That's right. I'm going to be teaching you the millionaire tax strategies on how you can save over $50,000 in taxes by doing things such as writing off your rent, writing off your mortgage, paying your kids tax-free, investing tax-free, and so many more. And I'm going to be doing this in my tax-free living challenge. This is going to be a 5-day virtual training, March 25th through the 29th. And again, I'm going to be sitting with you live, teaching you these new tax strategies, and I'm going to be answering your personal tax questions. So if you want to join this amazing 5-day challenge, all you have to do is go to taxfreechallenge.com. That is taxfreechallenge.com to grab your tickets today. And if you grab them soon, I'll give you a 60% off discount. So click the link below in the show notes, and I'll see you inside the challenge. Now, the home seller tax credit is different. So again, the home seller tax credit is a 1-year tax credit for current homeowners, and that will be a $10,000 one-time credit. Now, this credit will only be available to homeowners that are in their, what they're calling, starter home. So if you want to qualify, you need to be selling your home at the median home price of your county. So basically what that means is, if you have the best home on the block, you don't qualify for this. Also, if you're selling your home to an investor, you also don't qualify. So if you want to qualify, you have to be selling your home to the future occupants of that home, right? So if you want to qualify, you need to do two things. You need to be selling your home at the median price point of your neighborhood, and you need to be selling it to a future occupant of that home. Now, why are they putting these requirements in place? Because they don't want this new tax bill only affecting the wealthy people. They don't want the new tax bill only being relevant to the person who has the best home on the block. They also don't want investors being able to benefit from this new tax bill. Because the only reason that the main reason that they're putting their tax bill into place is because we have a home shortage. There are people who want to buy homes, and due to the fact that there's a home shortage, there's also a surge in prices and a surge in interest rates. So they want this bill to help people who are just trying to buy a home to live in, not people who are trying to buy a home to invest in, right? So they're putting these requirements to avoid another tax bill that helps the rich get richer. Okay. So now that we know the requirements, let's talk about when these tax credits will go into effect. Okay. So the White House says that this bill still has to pass through Congress legislation, but they want to enact this tax bill in 2024. So if it's up to them, this will get enacted in 2024 and it will be retroactively enacted to the beginning of the year, meaning if you bought a home or sold a home during this year, once this bill gets passed in 2024, you will qualify, okay? But we are in the middle of a presidential race, so we'll see, right? We'll see what happens. So I want to round out by giving y'all my thoughts on this and if this bill is actually going to get enacted. So like I said, guys, we still have a long way to go, and we're in the middle of a presidential debate. So this could get enacted before December, but it could not. So I would just keep close to this channel. I would keep close to the news. And once this is passed, I will make sure I'm the first to let you all know. But the bigger picture is this, guys. Here's how I want to end the episode. The bigger picture is this. This new proposed tax bill for me and for you at home should just be future proof, okay, that the tax code is nothing more than an incentive system created by the government for you to do the things that they want you to do, okay? Like, think about it. They want people to start selling their homes so there's more homes on the market. So what do? They put a $10,000 tax credit into place for people who want to sell their home, right? They want to make homes more available for homeowners, so they give you a $10,000 tax credit for buying a home. So what this means to me is, like, I need you all to understand that if you do what the government wants you to do, they will give you massive tax credits. They will give you massive tax breaks. And if you do everything that the government wants you to do, they'll even allow you to live tax-free. So that's my time today, guys. Please hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and share this with a friend. If you're trying to buy a home, or you know somebody trying to buy a home, or you're trying to sell your home, or you know somebody trying to sell their home, send this video to them, and I'll see you all next time.